The Eastern European country of Hungary has just finished its national elections. Right-wing and far-right parties have made the largest gains and replaced the last government. Yet this rise of support for far-right parties has occurred alongside a rise in violence towards different marginalized groups. The country's largest racial minority is the Roma, oftentimes referred to as gypsies. In the past year and a half, there have been over 45 documented cases of racially motivated attacks on Roma citizens. In this story, we take a closer look at anti-Roma racism and the rise of the political right in Hungary. Krista Harper has done extensive fieldwork with Roma communities in Hungary. She is a professor of anthropology, as well as public policy and administration at the University of Massachusetts. I asked her how anti-Roma racism has changed throughout Hungarian history.
There are a bunch of myths that have accumulated around the Roma in general and the Roma in Hungary, specifically. In sort of everyday speech practices in Hungary, many people will talk about the Roma and the Hungarians. And the distinction that they are making are between groups of Hungarian citizens who speak Hungarian as their first language. So they're talking about Hungarian Roma and ethnic Hungarians. But it's an everyday language practice that I've noticed over many years that perpetuates this divide between Roma and non-Roma citizens. Even though the 1892 census of the Austro-Hungarian monarchy registered something like 90% or more of the Roma living in villages and settled, there is, I find, a persistent belief that the Roma are transient somehow and that they're going to go away. And it's really important that in the case of Hungary, this is a settled population that has been living there for centuries, and they're not going away. The overall history has not been one of uniformly Roma being excluded. There have been periods of time over the last 100 years when Roma have been more integrated into the rest of Hungarian society, and periods where social exclusion has taken very virulent forms. And so it's much more of a cyclical type of picture than a steady, enduring sort of ethnic hatred of the Roma. In the late 19th century, there were many successful Roma musicians. Other Roma were living side by side with non-Roma from other ethnic groups in Hungary in towns and villages, and were part of a relatively integrated working class or peasant class. And that, of course, changed during the interwar period when the Hungarian government was trying to respond to the loss of land after World War II. And that period gave rise to nationalisms and eventually genocide against Hungary's Jewish and Roma minorities. The socialist period was a period where there was, again, increasing integration of the Roma. And Roma entered the wage labor workforce in greater and greater numbers. In the 1970s, 1980s, Roma men first, and then more and more Roma women getting integrated into the socialist factory work system. That said, under state socialism, there were policies that did perpetuate a certain degree of residential segregation and tracking Roma students into vocational tracks in school and things like that. But that said, after 1989, after the end of state socialism in Hungary and the move toward a parliamentary democracy and a market system, the bottom really fell out under the vast majority of Roma communities in Hungary. And so while there were some new political opportunities for forming civil organizations and using the political system, the economic plight of the Roma really deteriorated after 1989. And living conditions, unemployment, and just the ability to participate in the Hungarian economy have really declined for Roma as a whole over the last 20 years.
There has been a rise of support for far-right groups that has been unprecedented since the Second World War. The main far-right political party is called Jobbik, which translates to English as Movement for a Better Hungary, or a Hungary more to the right. It has direct ties to a vigilante organization called Magyar Garda, the Hungarian Guard.
The Magyar Garda is a militia group that has been growing in Hungary since late 2006 and 2007. It is a group that uses intimidation as a tactic for expressing itself. They have routinely disrupted the Pride Day march, hurling bottles and garbage at both the people marching in the Gay Pride march in Budapest in the last few years and the police who were there to protect the people marching. There has also been, in the rural areas, the Magyar Garda have gone and staged marches through Roma neighborhoods. And this is something that clearly terrorizes residents because it is a group that's very hostile to the Hungarian Roma. Really, the Jobbik kind of gained a lot of publicity and kind of momentum from these highly publicized Magyar Garda demonstrations. And Jobbik have also gotten the support of some key political allies in that are truly troubling for Hungarian Roma. So with their campaign against so-called gypsy crime, they're gained the support of Tetrekész, which is a Hungarian police officers union with over 5,000 members. And that union joined an alliance with Jobbik. So it's a very dangerous alliance for civil servants whose job is to protect all citizens. And it really does reinforce Roma citizens, Hungarian Roma. It reinforces their perception that there's nobody there who's going to protect them.
David Boromisa Habeshi is a professor of communication at the University of Colorado at Boulder. He has conducted field work with far-right groups in Hungary. I asked him why the far-right is growing.
It goes for Jobbik, but the Hungarian far-right in general as well. So they are responding to, first and foremost, historical trauma in Hungary. So they in their rhetoric, and they very often bring up the Treaty of Trianon, 1920, so right after the end of the First World War. And in this treaty, Hungary lost over two-thirds of its former geographic area, and a very, very large percentage, I think about 60% of its population. So this is one historical trauma that they tap into, which is very much alive, I think, at the beginning of the 21st century, or on the radical right. They also tap into communal memory of state socialism and communism between 1949 and 1989, which was definitely a traumatic experience for much of the Hungarian population. And they also referred to the Hungarian uprising of 1956 and how that uprising was extinguished by the Soviet Union. These are three examples of the historical trauma that they invoke and that they would like to set right through the political actions that they are proposing to carry out. But they, I think, also speak quite clearly to globalization and global capitalism and the rise of capitalism in Hungary after the fall of communism. They tap into the economic trauma that many Hungarians experienced as a wake of the fall of communism. So if I just think about my own parents who still live in Hungary to this day, for them to shift from the logic of socialism to the logic of capitalism was a rather frightening experience. And I think it's an experience that they haven't been able to process to this day.
I wanted to know how the far right constructed the Hungarian nation and racial minorities.
They do talk about race, but they talk about racial difference, especially Roma and Jews, and to a certain extent Slovaks and Romanians, in a sort of casual and offhand manner, which I think is all the more scary. So when people are able to talk about race in a relatively casual and dismissive manner, that to me is an indication that these racial categories and these racial differences are becoming very much naturalized. And from my perspective, that's a relatively frightening prospect. But when they do talk about racial diversity in a focused and coherent manner, they say that racial diversity interferes with their desire for communal unity and nationhood. To talk about this part of their perspective and their rhetoric, I borrow a term from the anthropologist Douglas Holmes, who talks about integralism as a chief ideological orientation on the radical right and on the fascist right. And he talks about integralism as having two components, a longing for communal unity and homogeneity, a longing for universal truths that are rooted in the traditions of the community. And then they also exhibit a concurrent belief in the essential incompatibility of culturally constituted communities and communal values. So there is, on the one hand, there is this longing for homogeneity, a longing for a homogeneous Hungarian society. And this goes together with a very strong belief in how various cultural groups are basically of so essentially different nature that their value systems are incompatible. For example, when they talk about the Roma, they talk about the Romani community, which of course is a reductionist way of looking at the Romani people, as it would be very hard to speak of this community as a homogeneous community. But regardless, they regard them as a homogeneous community. And so by virtue of doing that, they posit that the Roma community has incompatible values with the white majority Hungarian society. And therefore they see them as an alien body within the body of the Hungarian nation. And the same goes for the equally fragmented Jewish community in Hungary. Jews are very often talked about as an alien entity within the body of the Hungarian nation.
It seems as though the Roma history in Hungary is facing yet another dramatic change. In two rounds on April 11th and 25th, Hungarians voted for their national parliament. The far-right party Jobbik received 17% of the vote and entered parliament for the first time. Fidesz, the center-right party, received over two-thirds of the seats. This marks one of the first times that the Hungarian left will not be in government. Krista told me about this main right party that had won majority and what these elections might mean for the Roma.
Fidesz is a center-right party, and in many ways it draws upon traditional nationalist Hungarian beliefs and ideologies. And in that sort of national identity, there is a sense of Hungary for the Hungarians. And Roma, in that vision, are not included necessarily as part of the Hungarian nation. That said, Fidesz has had moments where they have included prominent Roma in important positions. For example, the first Roma member of the European Parliament is Livia Jaroka, who represents the Fidesz slate. And her platform has been much more an anti-discrimination and colorblind platform rather than a focus on the collective rights of ethnic groups. Another myth about the Roma that you hear many times in Hungary is that the Roma, and this is something that Fidesz does it in subtle implied language and Jobbik does it in bald direct language. There's a lot of concern over the decline of the Hungarian nation and the declining fertility rates in Hungary. And this is, there has been a demographic trend in Hungary. They have had, as a country, they have had declining population for, I think, almost 100 years. The only subset of the population that has positive population growth is the Roma. And you'll hear a lot of people, a lot of Hungarians or ethnic Hungarians saying that the Roma have babies just to collect welfare checks, or that the Roma will overtake the Hungarian population demographically, the non-Roma population. And it is true that the rates are higher and that there is going to be a shift in the population. But what that obscures is the fact that Roma women today are having fewer children than their mothers and grandmothers. So, in fact, Roma fertility rates are following the pattern of other populations in Hungary and elsewhere in Europe, in that there is declining population rates overall. I think that the coming election, if the voting goes as hard to the right as what is currently being predicted, it is going to be an environment of extreme nationalism. And in terms of the general tone, there is just going to be, among Roma, very little faith that they will be able to achieve anything through organized politics or even the civil sphere if the far right has a lock on the Hungarian state. And in a more gloomy vision, I know, you know, from more anecdotal evidence that many Hungarian Jews and Roma who I know feel that if this goes on, they will need to find places to live abroad, because it seems like a dangerous place to try to live and raise a family if you are part of a minority that is reviled by those in power.
The results of the Hungarian election will most likely be felt long after this new government's time in office. Fidesz has distanced itself from the growing far-right Jobbik party and their vigilante wing, the Hungarian Guard. Yet the ways in which both groups understand the Hungarian nation are exclusionary in regards to the Roma peoples. Although structural racism has undergone many changes throughout Hungarian history, today the Roma are facing a new chapter, one with right-wing and far-right activity unprecedented since the Second World War. I would like to thank Bill Bila of the Roma Community Center, David Boromisa Habeshi of the University of Colorado at Boulder, and Krista Harper of the University of Massachusetts for sharing their insight. Thanks is also due to the Red Eye Collective at Co-op Radio, Michael Hathaway, and my partner and friends for their help and guidance.